Malcolm Surrender. Andrew Stevens. First published 2025. Chapter 1, Alone in the Nursery. Malcolm's small two-bedroom rented house was quiet, except for the soft hum of his air purifier and the occasional crinkle of his plastic mattress protector when he shifted in bed. Morning light filtered through thick nursery print curtains, teddy bears on moons and stars, casting a dappled warmth across the nursery-colored room. It wasn't technically a nursery, but for Malcolm, now 24, it might as well have been. He woke slowly, his thumb near his mouth and his favorite soft doll, Mr. Bumble, tucked under one arm. The sheets beneath him were warm and slightly damp, as they often were. His thick pinned cloth nappy had long since soaked through, and the inner lining of his plastic pants glistened faintly in the morning light. He let out a soft breath and rolled onto his side. He didn't rush to get up. There was no real reason to. This was his life, alone, private, and padded. He was quite happy and comfortable where he was. The plastic mattress crinkled as he shifted, the smell of baby powder mingling with a faint scent of overnight wetness. He had long ago given up on trying to stay dry at night, or during the day, really. Toilet training had never quite taken with him, not in childhood, and not in adolescence. And now in his adulthood, he was no better. He had always needed nappies. Always. But they also were his primary release of sexual tension. His first orgasm had been in his morning wet nappies, and the experience overwhelmed him, and he became a compulsive and frequent masturbator. Every morning he would wake up, stretch and feel his penis also stretch out to full length in anticipation of the pleasure that awaited him. He would roll over face down in his bed and slide his erection through the soft soaked nappy pinned around him and think of baby things, bottles, cribs, teddy bears and dummies. He would quickly orgasm in his nappies and thrill to the experience. When he came home from school he would ask to put his nappies back on again but was usually denied, and so he would creep into his bedroom, pull the morning's wet nappy and plastic pants out of the nappy pail, pull them on again and jump on his bed to hump away yet again, sometimes aware that he was slipping in his own cum from that morning. Masturbating twice a day was his usual ritual, and while he pretended to be discreet, his mother knew all about it, not from prying but from the sounds of his crackly plastic sheet as he thrust away on top of it. After a few unfortunate moments of being seen in action, she listened for the sounds of cracking before entering his bedroom, to avoid seeing what she didn't need to see. That morning, Malcolm felt his penis erect in readiness for his morning release and rolled over, holding Mr. Bumble near him, and humped his bed noisily before finally ejaculating with a loud moan. He rolled back over, smiled and stayed put as his post-erection penis began to deliver the remaining pee in his bladder into the nappy. From as early as he could remember, Malcolm had loved nappies. It had started as a need as his mother, overwhelmed and exhausted after her husband left, had continued to put him in pull-ups through primary school, then cloth nappies by the time he was 10. Disposable ones no longer fit and had started to cause rashes. Cloth was cheaper and reusable, and she didn't ask questions about why her teenage son was still soaking nighttime nappies at his age. Some careful conversations with other school parents had revealed that he wasn't the only one still wetting the bed, but he was one of only a few, and his bedwetting was every night and soaking while others was a few times a week and fairly small. She never really asked about his feelings on the matter either. But she noticed things though.